It's a Minimalist Monday edition of Optimal Living Daily, episode 2627, Five Steps to Overcoming Regret by Cheryl Smith with nosidebar.com. And I'm Justin Mollick, your personal narrator, reading to you with permission from the authors. On Mondays, I usually cover minimalism, one of our most requested topics. While the title of this one doesn't sound like it's about minimalism per se, it does relate. So with that, let's get right to the Minimalist Monday post as we optimize your life. Five Steps to Overcoming Regret by Cheryl Smith with nosidebar.com. Minimalism isn't just about letting go of excess physical possessions and the things we no longer use or enjoy. It's a whole person release of everything that is not adding to but diminishing from our well-being. There are things that complicate our lives far more than the clutter we can see, things like the heavy burden of regret. Regret is a powerful anchor that will hold us firmly in the past and prevent us from enjoying the present. It's an all-consuming stronghold that will interject its destructive presence into the happiest of moments, pulling a palpable cloud over a life that has otherwise managed to find a sense of peace. If we've lived very long at all, there is a pretty good chance we have done at least a few things we wish we hadn't. Some of the things we wish we could go back and undo are things that had only an internal effect on us. They didn't really impact or hurt anyone else. Then there are the more complicated regrets that stem from seeds we have sown that planted pain and heartache in the life of others. Whatever the type of regret, walking its path is a hard row to hoe. 18 years ago, I stood by the bedside of my dying father. 6 years ago, I repeated the heart-wrenching scene in a different ICU room by my mother as her beautiful life slowly ebbed away. Both of my parents struggled much of their lives with a shadowing sense of regret over their own mistakes and failures. Watching both of them draw their final breath gave me a sense of clarity about the complete futility of walking through life burdened with regret. Here are five lessons I wish my dear parents had learned before their lives were over and it was too late. Number one, accept the reality of the thing you regret. The mistakes are real. They happened, and history cannot be rewritten. We can't go back and pluck up seeds that have been sown, and what we sow will grow. Trying to recuse ourselves from responsibility will only put a band-aid on the wrongdoing and hide it from sight. Embracing reality and acknowledging the truth is the first step toward releasing regret. Number two, forgive yourself. Show yourself the same kind of mercy you want others to extend when you have wronged them. Stop beating yourself up for doing something that you cannot undo. If you could go back to the moment before it happened, you would. Do the thing that you can do and open your heart to grace and the relief that comes from no longer carrying the burden of blame. Forgiving yourself won't negate the thing you regret, but it'll set you free from the power it holds over you. Number three, make amends. If the thing you regret has wounded the heart of another, apologize without excuse and with sincerity of heart. Do what you reasonably can to mend fences and repair what your actions have broken without crossing over into the trap of overcompensation. And I say reasonably because there are those who will demand more of you than what is required, especially if their motives are stemming from hurt and feeling the need to make you pay for wrongdoing. This is where it can get tricky because regret can cloud what is reasonable. Your own inward sense of peace is a reliable guide to let you know when you have done enough. Number four, forget what is behind you. Leave the past where it happened. Don't keep talking about your failures and mistakes. The more you give voice to them, the larger they'll appear. Release anything that reminds you of the regrettable action. I'm deeply remorseful over a life decision my husband and I made that led our family into a church situation that adversely affected and wounded the spirit of our son. Is there anything harder to deal with than parenting regret? I've wished 1,000 times that we had made a different choice, but what is done is done. Letting go of everything tangible that brings back memories of that season of life has been very helpful on our journey to healing. Reliving and being reminded of regrettable actions only perpetuates misery and gives license for the negative to stay alive in your life. Today, is too precious to waste on if-onlys. And number 5, do the opposite of what you regret. We can't change the past, but what we do have control over is how we will live our lives going forward. Regret is a painful, albeit effective, teacher. Learn from its lessons. Though we're all subject to the same human condition and we will continue to make mistakes as long as we live, taking note of what regret has taught us can prevent the repeating of similar actions we will be sorry for in the future. Replace regretful contemplation with positive action. When wishing you had done things differently overwhelms your thinking, get proactive. Channel your thoughts into what is uplifting. Read something that inspires you. Do something nice for someone. Reach out with a benevolent hand. Be kind to everyone you meet. Smile. We're all in the ring with wishing we had done things differently in the past, but it is amazing how doing something positive, productive, and constructive will knock out the giant of regret. At the end of our days, the only regret that will remain is that we ever allowed it to have a place in our lives at all. You just listened to the post titled 5 Steps to Overcoming Regret by Cheryl Smith with nosidebar.com. Being in control of my health means being super mindful of what I put in my body. From food to supplements, I'm always trying to find the best option out there, which is why I am so excited to tell you all about Thorne. With Thorne, I never have to question what's in each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. In fact, they use such thorough testing and a super clean manufacturing process, they've earned some of the highest certifications in the industry. I even looked them up myself on a third-party lab testing site because I'm super careful. And after reading the reviews for their GI relief supplement, I tried it myself. And so far, it's working wonders. Give your body what it really needs with Thorne. Go to thorne.fit/optimal and use code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/optimal, code OPTIMAL. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not limited to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Thank you to Cheryl. This one's a tough one, I think, because it can be easy to say things like forgive yourself and forget what is behind you, but to actually practice it and get it out of our heads and outside that way of thinking, well, that's another story. With tips like these, usually what I get out of it is the awareness that it could be happening and a bit of inspiration to want to do something about it, even if for this exact moment in time only. We can't implement everything we hear from these great articles after all, but instead pick our battles and hope to make some progress over time. But all that said, I especially liked the last tip because it's not something I've heard before, but also because it feels a bit more practical instead of trying to defeat our thought patterns, which can be really difficult. So the last tip was to do the opposite of what you regret. And so if that was that maybe we didn't help people enough, well, that's something we can change right now in this moment. If it's not spending enough time with a specific person, if that person's still around, then hopefully we can change that too. Or worst case, they're not around, then we can spend time with someone else or do something that that person would have wanted us to do. There are a lot of options here. We just might have to take a little time to think it through, and it might just take a little bit of creativity. Hopefully then it can lift some of the weight off our shoulders. So something to think about today. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be here curating articles for you again tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.